We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top, end of the line, the last word on the line. We learned that there's a gzeirah shava between She'er Didei, his relatives, and her relatives. And that's how we know that he is Osir in his Bitoy and Ben Bitoy, like we said. And Shaila is, why don't we learn other things from each other? So before we learned, we asked, why don't we learn out from there that he's Usher in his grandmother? Now the Gemara has a question, why don't we learn out her from him? Imahu kalose asura. We know that a person is Usher in his daughter-in-law, they get skila, if that's nos. Afhi kalose asura. What about if she has a son, not from him, his wife has a son, not from him, and that son has a wife. So it's his stepson's wife, his stepdaughter-in-law. So maybe we should learn out that that should be an Isser as well. Now, like Rashi brings, we know that a person's mutter ba'eshes chargah, his mutter in the after his son, his stepson dies, he's mutter in the daughter-in-law of his wife. So why don't we learn out, just like his daughter-in-law is Isser, so too her daughter-in-law should be offset to him as well. That's the Gemara's question. Ma hu kalos ha'asura, af hi kalos ha'asura.
How?
Learn that from him. From him. We said there's a gzeir shav between him and her, and his wife. Because it says, Eves bas bincha, bas bitcha, lo yisigala, ervoschan, ki ervoscha, heina. That makes no difference. We're learning out his relatives from her relatives. That's what we're learning out. So we're learning out, just like Eim wasn't in the pasuk, either in the pasuk. Amy McCubby. If you have most Mandiyam was not in the Pasuk either. We learned that was yesterday's question. Why didn't you say just like her grandmother's Osir, your grandmother's Osir, even though it wasn't first in the Pasuk? Only got one from another one. So that's the question. Mahu kalasa asura, afi kalasa asura. And my Baya Makra, the Pasuk says, Eishas bin Chahi. And to me, Eishas bin Chah, to Mechaev, Viat Mechaev, Eishas bin Chah. To me, Adafke Eishas bin Chah, Mechaev, and Mechaev for Eishas bin Chah, for the wife of her son. That's Abaya's Tarets. Similar to before, we had a miyut. Rava says you don't need a miyut because there's a problem in the drasha itself. Rava, and Ben Lamadim Adoin Mino, and Ben Lamadim Adoin Mino Vuki Basra, Loi Asya. You can't learn out one from another. Now again, what does Mino, Mino mean? What does Mino Vuki Basra? So Mino, Mino means that if I learn out A from B, so not only do you learn out the Isser from A to B, but you also learn out whatever the oinish is for A goes to B. That's mino mino. But doi mino vukavasha means you learn out the A learns to B that there is an isser, and then you plug it in to whatever the oinish is by B. So that's the machlekes, how you make every single drasha. Does it go with all the details along, or it just goes with the ikker isser, and then you plug in any details from the place itself? So let's analyze it here by the kalasa. So he says, so the drasha would go this way. Mahu kalasai asur. It's like he's, by him, his daughter-in-law is asur. Af he, her daughter-in-law will be asur to him as well. Af he nami kalasai asura. Umina, and you learn that completely. Mahu beskila. Just like by him, he's asur to his daughter-in-law and he gets skila for the oinish. Af he nami beskila. The daughter-in-law of his wife will also be beskila. So that would mean mino mino. So Rava says that's shver. Why? Lamandi amaskila chamurik. The mifrach, you can make a pircha that how can you learn out one from another? Malahu shken imay beskila. Like we spoke out yesterday, even though it's gzeirah shava, the Sotaisa speaks out by gzeirah shava that's not mufna. You can have pirchas. So you can have questions. Here, you can mifrach that you can't bring a raya from him. Malahu shken imay beskila. His mother's beskila, which is more chamur. Taima behi shehima besreifa. But her mother to him is besreifa. So maybe he. His relatives are more chomer, therefore his daughter-in-law is awesome. Hashem came by her, where her mother is only Visrefa, therefore maybe there's no Issa daughter-in-law. That's question number one, Pircha. And the second Pircha won't last long when it's slugged out right away. Va'oid, second Pircha is, you can tell me by her, you're going to say, it's very funny, Bita, her daughter, is Visrefa. Ve'kalosha v'skila, that means her daughter-in-law is more chomer than her daughter. Her daughter, like Visrefa. And the daughter-in-law, v'skila, how can that be? The daughter-in-law is less related. How can I be a skila? So Gemara says, that's not a pircha, because hu ba'atzma yichiach, he himself has that, all from Sukkim. The bita of Yisrefa, his daughter is Yisrefa, but kalasa of a skila. And kalasa of a skila. So obviously that's not a problem. So that's not a pircha. So so far we only have one pircha. The pircha is that we have to learn out the isha from the husband. L'chari, the husband's more chamer because his mother is beskila. Mashain came by the isha, her mother's besreifa. Second question is, Ella, that if it's minah, we have an alternate minah, and that makes problems if we can't do either one. Ella mahu, just like by him, loy chalak the boy bein imay lekalosai. There is no difference between imay and kalosai. Afhi by her also loy sach like bein ba bein imay lekalosai, which means just like by him, his mother to him is beskila, and his daughter-in-law is beskila. Same thing by the isha, has to be the same. If it's minah, so it has to be the same halacha that the mother and the daughter-in-law have the same thing, which has to be both beskila. It's not true. We know her mother is definitely besreifa. So therefore, that says we don't know which way to go. Do we say minah, and say just like by the husband's daughter-in-law it's skila, so the wife's daughter-in-law is also skila, but then you run into a problem that the mother and the daughter-in-law are not the same, or you say no, just like by the husband, the mother and the daughter-in-law have the same halacha. So by the isha also, his wife also, the wife's mother and daughter-in-law should be the same halacha, which we sreifa. So we don't know where to go. So therefore, we don't make the drasha at all. That's Rava's Taina. And Vilmani Yama Shreifa Chamura, Mahai Kosh Lani Taina, Filimani Yama Shreifa Chamura, you only have a second pircha. That's enough of a pircha to slug up a drasha. So again, so Baya says it's a meat. Rava says, no, the drasha doesn't work out. There's something wrong with the drasha. Vilmani Yama Doimi Nov Uki Ba'asra. So then, you would say what? You would say like this. Mahu, just like by him, Kalose Asura, his daughter-in-law is Asur. Afi Kalose Asura. Same thing, her daughter-in-law is also Asur. Uki Ba'asra, and you plug it into the details of that. Person and Hosam who did a skila. By a man, it's beskila. But Sreifa is always the going Einish when it comes to his wife, therefore it would be Besreifa. That would be Ukabasra. So then Rav explains what the problem with that is. First of all, Mandiyam Vaskila Chamura Ikla Mifrach Malahu, you have to learn out from him, Malahu Shkin Imay Beskila. He's more Chamu because mother's Beskila. Time Behishim Besreifa. Mashenk of her. Her mother's misreifa. Va'oid, and question number two is, mahu chalak the boy bein vita lekalosoi. So the second question is like this, that just like by him, you mechalak between bitoi lekalosoi, afhi, which means his bitoi gets sreifa, and the kalosoi gets skila, afhi tachlik bo bein vita lekalosoi, it should be a chil between vita lekalosoi. So what's the second time? The second Taina sounds like we're saying that you should say that just like by him, there's a difference between his daughter and his daughter-in-law, or by her also should be a difference, so how can you say get Sreifa, it should be Skila. The problem is, we're going to Mama, Doimino Huki Ba'asra. So what's going on here? So Rashi asks his Kasha, actually. If you look at Rashi, Dir Mask of Oid, which is right parallel to these Gemaras, and it's in the middle of the Rashi says, V'hainu minei ubei, Rashi says, Mil de Rashi. V'hainu minei ubei, v'bito shiva shreifa to lomad l'kaloso skila. That's called minei ubei, that from bito b'shreifa, you learn out that kaloso shiva skila. Why? Shetzorach at the lachlik l'hachmer v'bito l'kaloso. You have to be machmer and make a difference between the daughter and daughter-in-law. The mahu shchalakta v'lachmer kaloso v'bito afi. And so Rashi, v'hai life dom minom minohu. That's not called minom minom. El gilu milsa ba'almi. It's a gilu milsa. It's called Minei Ubei, still Rashi saying. But just a Gila Milsa, you see from of a husband, there's a difference in daughter and daughter-in-law. So now, we have to make the difference here, and make a limit here, that has to be different. And therefore, it's a form of Ba'asra as well, and now we don't know which way to go. Therefore, slugs of the draw. And this Kasha also is a Pircha and Drasha. So the bottom line is, we learned out one from another, but we did not learn out that his grandma is also, we did not learn out that her kalosa is also, because we had problems with the drasha. Ad kan, these gemaras that were very geschmack, unfortunately we finished those gemaras. I'm going to go move on to a little bit easier gemaras. Zot gemara. It said in the pasuk by that a person's oser in his, we assumed, his daughter and his granddaughters. And we said, there's two psukim. One pasuk says, Ervas isha bitaloy sigala. So it says, isha bit. And it says, Bas benov, Bas bitaloy sikach legala servasa. That's one pasuk. Another pasuk says Eves Bas Binchol Bas Bitchol Lo Segal Avoschos. These are both Azaras. It skips straight to Bas Binchol, and we learned out one from another that it has the same oinish. Right? It says Heina here. It says Heina there. But if you concentrate, the pasuk that says Eves Bas Binchol, which means from Anusosoi, not from his wife. These are grandsons from his Anusosoi, from the one he was Ma'anes. So the question is, where is the Bita? The Bitoi. The Bitoi is missing. So it goes straight to the granddaughter. Eves Bas Bincha, Bas Bitcha Lesgalim. So Gemara wants to know, Bitoi Ma'anusosoi Minayim. Where's the Makar Bitoi Ma'anusosoi? On my Abai, it's a Kavachim. Abas Bitoi, Onoish Abas Bitoi Koshgen. It's Pashid. That you get a sreifa and it's also on bitoy, because there's a kavachaymer madcha bas bitoy. We're saying from the word heina heina zima zima that it is chayev. So of course bitoy also bitoy is included in bas bitoy. Freidim avchi unchim nadin. Do you say unchim nadin? We say kavachaymer. No gilu milsa v'amu. It's not called a kavachaymer. It's called a gilu milsa, which means that a kavachaymer means you take a whole different entity and you make kavachaymer from there. Rashi's example actually is a little complicated. Rashi's example is like this. There's a type of sisters that sister from one side, from the father side and the mother side. How do you know a sister from both sides is chayiv? That's a kal v'chomer. Because there it's a different entity, a different person. A person who's a sister from both sides is different than a sister person who's a different person. Mashiach in here, a bas bitoy comes from who? Comes from bitoy. The whole relation is from your daughter. So it can't be that the bitoy is not chayiv and the bas bitoy is chayiv. That is the whole relationship. So it's partial to beat this chayiv. So this way, kavachaim is more gilim osvama, and therefore it's not called unchim and adin. That's what Gemara means. Gemara kasha v'cha unchim and adin. You don't make a kavachaim to learn out unchim. Tari says no, it's a gilim osvama because if the bas beat this osir, it must be beat this osir as well. Rav Amar, a different mahalach. Simple. Rav Amar, amli Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, asya heina heina asya mezima. Remember, we have this gzeres shava legavi the unchim. So the same gzeres shava will tell us that heina heina will tell us. That just like there, it's Isha Bita and Bas Bita. Here also, it's Eves Bas Bincha and it's Bita also from the Heina Heina. And then Heina Oinish from Zima Zima. It's very, very simple how you know it. It's from the Xerah Shava. And but it's a Shver, even Abai doesn't hold Xerah Shava. It's like, what was Abai thinking? Taisus spoke to that, Tap Taisus. Taisus Abai Nami is like Xerah Shava. He's one who actually said it even for him. Ella, the Kama Halcha Loi Tzarech. He's just saying you don't need it. You have a Kavachayim. Third Mahalach, how we know that a person's osur bebitay ma'anu sasim. Third mahalach. Tanya avudar avavin, lefish loy lamanu lebitay ma'anu sasim. This is no pasuk, bitay ma'anu sasim. So akos loy ma'ar, it says by Abbas Koyin, it says like this. Abbas ish koyin kisecha lizdais. And savia michalalas beish yasarif. Now what's the word ish come doing here? So we dash in, so ima bas, that's we dash in the extra word, bas ish koyin, Rashi says that we dash in like this. Ubas, it means bas ish ma'anu sasoi. That's not bas ishtoi, ki seich eliznois esavia, ki seich eliz esavia, she mizan ravia, she gets reifa. The next word ish, vidarshin, it means the bas of an ish that's mizana with her father, he mechalos bezhuzarov. That's the drasha. So we have three mahalchim, how we know, bitoi ma'anu sasoi. Bais is gavachayma, Rava says exer shava, and avuad Ravan says it's an extra word, a bas ish koyin that gets reifa. Frank the Gemara, if you're making it exactly like a bas koyin, the halacha is a bas koyin is unique. A bas koyin that's mezana, only she gets tzreifa, not her boyel. That means a bas koyin is either a nesua or a arusa. We have a chalukas tanaim before. What we're talking about, we're definitely talking about someone who's a married lady, either with kedushin or nesuin. The halacha is if someone's mezana with her, she gets tzreifa. And what does the boyel get? The boyel gets chenek. That's the halacha. Why? It's a miyat. So the Gemara wants to know. So then maybe if the father is mezana with his daughter, only his daughter gets Sreifa, not him. Ima bas koyin he b'sreifa ve'im bayalo b'sreifa. Why don't we say just like bas koyin, she's b'sreifa, not the bayal. Afbitim asos he b'sreifa ve'im bayalo b'sreifa. Om avaya makro. Es havia he mechalelis. The miyit that says he is going on es havia mechalelis. Mishachalelis is havia. The one who's being mechal, the father's covered, is the one who gets only sreifa. Yotzes a zoo, but this case was the drasha was saying the father was not able to beat her himself. Yotzes a zoo, shavia mechalalis, the via itself is being done mechal. There's no miyat to say that he's that chayiv sreifa. It's one pshat to answer up this kasha. Rav Amar different teretz. Bishlam a case where Reuven is mezana with a bas kain that's married. So there's two choices. either to give him chenek like a regular mezana with eish shish, or a shreifa like the Bas Kohen is getting. So first of all, so mafikta the miyat the victim of dina the Bas Kohen, but kimna adina the Bas Yisrael, and puts him back the din of a regular Bas Yisrael he's mezana with. Hacha adina the mamukvis. There's no other din. There's no other precedent that he's mezana with his daughter. His daughter gets shreifa. What should he get? She's not a eish shish. So hacha adina the mamukvisla adina the pnuya mukvisla. She should get nothing. He should get nothing. It's not a choice. It can't be against nothing. Like Rashi says, first of all, he's the one who did the Maisa. And second, we know that Ish Shal Ish, they both get Oinish. There's no reason he shouldn't get an Oinish. And therefore, the only Oinish we have is Shreifa. It doesn't make sense to make him eat. Al-Kapanim, that's what happens over here. Now, that was all for Oinish. We had three Mahalchim for Oinish. Shemar says, Zemar says, Hazara, the warning, Lubita Manasas of Nain. So Bishlam Labai Varava, Mech Nafkal Oinish, Vos Nafkal Hazara. It's the same thing. The Kavah Chaimer, the Pasuk has talking about Hazara there. So, the same way we learn out the Einish, we learn out the Hazara also. That's a Kavah Chaimer, according to Abaya, according to Ravitz from Heina Heina. So we have the warning. The problem is, according to Tani Avua the Rav Oven, according to Rav Avua the Rav Oven, by him, he learns out only Einish, Vastis Kohen. What's the Makar for Hazara for him? The warning, according to Rav Avua, is what? Where's the warning from? Where's the Hazara from? Azara, where do we know from? Azara will be the Mitzvah of Nayim. Mishnah by Rav Mechad Nafkalu Oynish Mahasam Nafkalu Azara. El Tani Avu the Rav Avin. My, where is it from? Om Rav Loi Om Makra. It says in the pasuk, Al Tachal as Bitchal as Noisa. Don't Machal as Bitchal as Noisa. That's the Makar for Azara for Bitay Manusosa. Maskeflo Rabbi Yaakov Achu the Rav Achav Yaakov. You need it for something else. Hay Tachal as Bitchal as Noisa. Lachid Asa. Hay Mbele Gatanya. Not in a brisa. Says in the pasuk al dechalas b'dechalas noisa yochol maybe means the koyin amasi is b'dechal levi. Maybe means that a koyin cannot marry his daughter off to a levi. Why? Because it's causing her not to be able to do tshuva anymore. Amasi is b'dechal levi v'yisrael. I cause the damer. Anything like that, we're stopping from doing tshuva. Tamal has noisa b'chilul shuv znos. I cause the damer. It means you're making your mechul from tshuva through znos. What does that mean? B'moiser is b'dechal shoyer shem yishus. So this is a law. A person should not give over his daughter shaloyer shem yishus. So the kasha is, how can you learn that out for a lav? For the father to mezana with his daughter, we already have it for Moses Bita Shosh of Yishus. We already have it for that. Faith of the kasha, simple question. Pasha, simple question. What do you mean? Moses Bita Shosh of Yishus clues not to be mezana with your daughter. That includes that. So Mashah asked the kasha. And Mashah said, the one means to ask like this. Maybe, how do you know it's Moses Bita Shosh of Yishus? Maybe it's only for the father to the daughter. That's what the Gemara's kashrut really means. That maybe it's only for the father to the daughter and not for this. Imkain, and for the Gemara, Imkain, Lemakro al Tachel. My al Tachalel is double lashon, Shaino, Tarati. Both things. You learn that from here, the father to the daughter, and any giving over Bita Shoshim Yishus. But by Varava, what do they do with the al Tachalel? Because the one pshat of the pasuk is Moshe Shem Yishus. What is the extra Tachalel teaching us? By Varava, al Tachalel is Bita Shoshim Yishus. That someone who marries off his daughter to an older person who doesn't have the same level of taivis tashmish like her, and therefore she will be mezana. Someone who marries off his daughter to a zaken, like Rashi says, because also, it may obviously be a little different, the rationale of the word is that since she doesn't get along with this older guy, so she'll be mezana. That's why. Means that someone who doesn't let his boigeras get married and waits for her to get married, we'll see why in the Gemara, will be assumed because he wants, you know, she helps around the house, he likes having her around, he doesn't marry her off. And because she's already got to the age which wants to be married, so therefore, she will be mezana. Now, the Mashal is bothered, exactly how does he stop her from getting married? Bishlam Ketana Naira, he's in control of her, but Begaris get married herself, doesn't need him. So the Mashal answers that he promises her, says, you know what, wait to get married, I'll give you a big nadin. And he tricks her into staying and not getting married, and that is a taina of and goes to the conclusion of the pasuk, Al Techal Es Bitcha, Al Techal Es Bitcha, Lehaz Noistah.